live through BBS Radio online. Good evening to tonight's episode with Winfrey. And it will be a little bit of a different episode tonight, as Terry is not doing so well. We had somebody join in on the conference call. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's John Renaud. Did you say Terry's not going to be here?
Terry's not doing good, no. I just had a call with Wind, and...
not again.
It's not looking so good.
Okay, well, I guess I won't do the call. Is she going to do the...
She's back in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll call back at 7 for the...
Say what?
Well, I'll call back at 7 for the healing, then.
Okay, well, we will just gather here right now is the plan, that we just, keep Terry in our thoughts and do some prayers and maybe talk about her, maybe share something.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So let's see what happens.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you for being here, Amanda.
Okay. So Wynn's in the hospital with her?
Yeah. Oh. So, let's see, we are about 5 minutes away from the hour. Keep the lines open now and...
Did you know the California Department of Health says you can't use hemp CBD, it has to be cannabis CBD?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Damananda.
Oh, did you know that the Department of Health of California just recently said that you can't buy hemp CBD oil, you have to buy the cannabis CBD oil?
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's strange.
So today it is August 1st. Welcome to August 2018. I'm emailing Prudence right now. She will be here with us shortly.
Wow, a whole town was swallowed by huge cracks of a massive landslide in Peru.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy stuff happening.
Yeah. Jeez, look at that. My God.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Hi, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Yep.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's John Munter from Northern Minnesota.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi. All right. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Asheville.
Welcome, Prudy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Helen in...
Welcome to the call, Helen.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Welcome to the call, Susan.
Thank you.
Anyone else, feel free to say your name and location. And also welcome to all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Anna Kentwall. Hello,
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here, Anna. And more people today, welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Yes, positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Welcome, Braden. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, my friend.
And who else joined in, feel free to say your name and location. If you want.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, Don. Excuse me, Northern Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
No. Good to have you. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Right.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
All right. Let's see, we're at the clock 6:01. Tonight's call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to you, to the call, Roger.
Hi, guys.
All right. I will turn the dings off. And welcome to those on PPS Radio. Thank you. So, just before the call, like less than an hour ago, I talked to Wynn. He called me on the phone, and he is with Terry back to the hospital, and things are not looking good. So, tonight, I just want to, I think, just keep the mics open and share something, if you want to, Terry, and Prudence is also here with us. You might maybe want to read some material from Terry, Prudence.
Sure, I can read something from the Creator Gods.
All right.
The universe.
All right. So I'm going to start the recording.
Afterward. This conference is being recorded.
Today it is the first day of August 2018, the Wednesday evening conference call. Unfortunately, is Terry had to go back to the hospital, and I want to dedicate this call. Things are not looking so good, and I just want to have Terry just be with us here during this call in spirit, and we want to maybe read some material from her in a little bit, and if anybody wants to share anything, or you know, we can do a prayer for Terry, just surround her with love, light, and our thoughts. I don't know, Prudence, anything that you want to share or talk about or read?
Yes, I think we should all definitely pray for Terry. And if anyone has something in particular that they wish to say or would like to lead in a prayer, I think it should be open because Terry is a beloved sister of all of us. And then I can read something from the Creator Gods.
That sounds good. And Terry might, you know, I don't know how it's going to go his way, but, you know, she will hear it anyway. She might listen to this later. She will hear it anyway, and she's a beautiful person. She, you know, she knows what it's like to be in heaven. She has been sharing with us so much stuff, and hopefully she'll get through it here. But, you know, just that, let's have her in our thoughts and surround her with the beautiful flowers. And they're all the best. And
if we can all just see Terry right now in our hearts and in our minds, and we all know that when it's time to go, we go, but we hope that Terry wants to stay here. I believe she does, and I believe there's much healing and much light and love that is surrounding her. So we ask everybody on the call and those listeners on BBS, if you would see Terry's face now in front of you, and we call upon our sources, the Elohim, Ra, Ra'an, Quo, and all of those sources who are in service to others, honoring the law of one, respecting the law of free will and Christ consciousness to be with us. And we call the archangels and the angels and the guides and all of those on Whole Planet Healing, the millions of beautiful group souls who help us on helping heal Mother Earth, if all of this would come together now and see Terry before us and send her beautiful love light and the blue ray of healing.
You know, this is Dr. Art. I talked to Wynn earlier this afternoon, and obviously it wasn't any problem with that one. So something must have happened between now and then.
I guess so, yes.
Yeah.
And again, I do not know, but it didn't look good. That's what I know. And, you know, regardless, let's go for the best. And whatever happens, you know, nothing wrong can happen. It's everything is good.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, so I just thought I'd mention on Sunday's email from Wynn, he had a photograph of Terry. So I'm looking at her face right now. So
that is a beautiful picture, yes. One of the most beautiful,
beautiful
pictures I know of her. That was on last, like you said, on Sunday, right, Michael?
Hi, this is Cecil.
Hi, Cecil. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You got nice sunshine in Seattle today.
All right, all right.
Well, if we lose Terry, we'll lose the connection to the Elohim. That's too bad.
We'll see what happens. You know, it has been amazing from a few months ago. I don't know how long ago it was when Terry came back into channeling on the Sunday calls. Which pretty much every week he gave an outstanding information that came through in the first hour. And that by itself is just something to, I think, we can pay attention to. And Terry will be with us. And then I think if we can digest the information that came through her, there's so much out there to be discussed also. No, I don't think we will ever lose that connection. I think it will always be there, and we have a lot of material that we can work with.
Yeah.
And we'll see who else comes in. You know, many people are opening up to channeling, and we did have somebody already doing channeling. We'll see what happens. Everything is going to happen, I think, and just pray for the highest good of all concern to be served over here, and that will happen.
Yep, that's all we can do.
I have a reading here from the creator gods of the universe. I want to talk to you.
I will mute the phone lines over here for that moment, okay?
I'll do a short reading, and then we can open the lines up.
Yes, all right.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The question is, when one reaches for a connection with the Elohim or Ra group, must one pass through a negative energy realm? Is it necessary of an initiation of sorts to pass through it to reach the higher realms, or can it be bypassed? Energy brings in like energy. You do not have to pass through unlike energy to get there. What are some of the things that one can do to make that connection to the Elohim? You can meditate. In meditation, you can identify energies that are not yours, and then you can just be yourself. Concentrate on the asking. Say the word Elohim. Say the word Ra. As you asking for those energies, or read chapter 17 of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the energy of Ra will come in. Also, read channelings of the Elohim and watch for us to come in, or for our energies to surround you. Sense the light love energy. Ask a question and listen for an answer. Again, keeping in mind that you have identified as not you and not the Elohim. If you are more comfortable calling on God, Jesus, or whoever may be your inspiration, that will work also. The higher realms respond to your intention, not the name called. Once you sense the love light energy, you are connected. It is like recognizing a friend. You can sense when the energy changes. If it becomes other than love light energy, do not pursue that direction, as other entities of lower agendas may be interrupting. Discernment is needed to recognize the love light energy and to evaluate the information put on the connection line. Do you have more questions? Yes. Wynn asks, during one's daily activities, are there techniques one can use to feel the connection with higher dimensions? Answer from the Elohim. We are there for the asking. You have but to ask, and we will be there. We feel your need, and we can surround and support you at times during the day when our support is needed to carry you successfully through a daily task. As I understand it, if the wind asks the question, as I understand it, the Elohim is a group of souls that at one time had bodies, and now is pure energy. How does the group operate and function with regard to one who requests help? Is the whole group present, or is there an assigning of individual parts of the group to work with that person? How does that work administratively from your side? Elohim answers, in the third density, one tends to think of one thing at a time, literally. However, on the other side, many things can be done at once. We are not time dependent. We can be many places. We are guided by energy. We know when one is ready to receive us. We are able to multitask on some assignments, depending upon the need of an area, by assigning a section of our group into that area. Question. Do you report to a group that is higher than yourself regarding delegation of functioning or of oneness? Answer from the Elohim. We report to and receive guidance from the Council of 12. Question. Is the Council of 12 a higher density than you? Do they administer this realm, which is lower in density? The Elohim answer. They administrate more than one realm. They administrate their own realm of the Elohim, the different levels within the Elohim, and the different jobs the Elohim provide. The repairing of life models would be one example. Healing in response to prayer is another section. The Council of 12 does not directly administer Earth. They are a group of highly evolved individual souls who administer the Council of Elohim, who then, due to their function, connect directly with Earth and other realms. Question. Is the Council of 12 overseeing this communication that we are having at this moment? Answer from the Elohim. We do coordinate through the Council of 12, and we receive advice and counsel from them. And a few more questions. Wynn asks, are we speaking to an individual soul who represents the entire group, or do we have a portion of the group present with us? Elohim, a portion of the group is present. Yesterday, you had one individual come in at one point, the passionate individual who was also a member of the Council of 12. Question. How many souls in the Elohim are paying attention to us right now as we do this communication? Answer, 1,200. Question, 1,200, and there's a total of 5 million? Answer, that's about right. Question, how can we unravel our past traumas
so we can be more open to the realities of higher dimensions while remaining out of the negative realm, or perhaps negativity on the planet. Answer by the Elohim. You can do so by observing yourself. Assume that you are perfect, though it may not seem to you that you are. You are fighting your limitations. You are fighting your thoughts that don't seem logical or right to you. Where an unwanted thought occurs, you fight it or push it down. You try to get it out of your space rather than simply observe it and process it from a place of neutrality. Many times, that unwanted thought is picked up from outside of you, from an external source. You can be telepathic to the thoughts of those in your environment. Sometimes the unwanted thought is generated from an attachment that you are carrying. Sometimes the unwanted thought comes from some situation or trauma that has happened in the past. The only way this can be sorted out is through keen observation, not by judging. Spend some time each day just observing, even at work. Say, there's that thought. What are the situations surrounding that thought? Don't judge. Just observe. Don't act it out. Just observe. That is one of your biggest tools for learning and processing the parameters of your situation. Ask for guidance concerning it. Ask for our guidance. Ask for the guidance of the Christ consciousness. If you ask, you will receive. And this is just some of the blessings that Terry has brought through for all of us here. And I think I will stop there.
All right.
All callers are unmuted.
What we can do, we can talk about the material you just have read from. We can do whatever. Anyone wants to say anything or has a question, we can share information.
Well, that was from the creator of gods of the universe. I want to talk to you?
Yes. Which is available for free in a PDF format or a book. And you can get that online from us.
Yeah, I got it. What chapter was that?
That was page... I stopped at page 80. So before page 80.
Okay.
Those were the tools to working in the third density when we have catalyst. What the Elohim are saying is don't fight it, don't judge it, look at it. It's being brought to you for a reason. It's probably part, if it's a gross repeating pattern, it's probably pre-incarnational. And there's no point in running away from it because it'll find you again. So the best thing is to look at it and go within, and the answers will begin to make themselves manifest and the problem will begin to dissolve. That's the best way to handle problems. And that's some of the wisdom that the Elohim bring through. There's more on the creation story. If anyone wants to hear it, I'd be happy to read it, but I'll be quiet for now.
Hi, this is Bonnie. I just wanted to say that the Creator God book is such a good introduction to the material. And I don't know, I'd like to find out if anybody else. I got such a big rush while reading that, and the energy was so clear, and I resonated with it immediately, and it, just like I did with the raw material. It's like a physical sensation to resonate with it. It's beautiful.
It happened for me the same thing when I read it years ago. It was when I was reading about grace. I had the most uplifting experience in my life. It was so, I felt like, totally energetically, like an explosion almost.
Right. And so it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Liberty shows up.
Yeah, background music, music sound.
I have, if you'd like me to read more, I have some on the mathematics and geometries of creation. I'll just scan through this.
That'd be great. If anything,
like
nobody else wants to say anything, then I mute the phone lines again. And then if you want to read more, that'd be great. Prudy, thank you.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, this is the chapter titled Creation. From the Council of Elohim is channeled by Terry Brown. The larger cosmos and the smaller cosmos are mirrors. We, the Elohim, created the initial templates of space by the projection of anchor points and the spinning of energy through them. Initially, we created rudimentary holograms through intention, and we refined them through the spinning of energy. And then Wynn presents some questions. Question from Wynn is, the Elohim projects into this realm through geometry and mathematics, according to the answers you've given us. Many people speak of sacred geometry. Can you explain the way sacred geometry works so that it might be possible to visualize the geometry and the mathematics that the Elohim uses to focus energy into this realm? Answer by the Elohim. In reality, there is no time or space. In reality, there is only the One. By formulating and introducing into place geometric anchor points by intention, we create a not yet physical structure, that is, a loose holographic structure. Question. Would a holographic structure be composed of what we call etheric energy? Answer by the Elohim. Etheric energy would occupy that structure, and it would be anchored by the binding of the energy into the structure, resulting in form. This structure will become the form of an entity that has chosen to occupy or make use of it. It is created by use of sacred geometry, which provides an avenue for life to express itself through form. Question. Is there a geometric form that each life form is connected to between the third dimension and the One? One geometric form or multiple? Answer by the Elohim. There are multiple geometric forms, but they are basic building blocks. The basic building blocks for life forms are tetrahedrons and octagons. These geometric forms secure and originate at a location. Before the introduction of the geometric structures, there was no location. These forms are precursors to matter. Question. How is mathematics involved in all of this? Answer by the Elohim. The mathematical computations are far beyond the mind for the channel. At this time, she is seeing patterns that we are exhibiting. These could be called the whoop and wharf of the physical universe. The whoop and wharf patterns are precursors to life love. They would be formulated in a proper relationship causing structure. They would exhibit life. The mathematical formulas are a language in themselves, a language of relationships. The mathematical formulas calculating the relationships of the pyramids are formed on the outside of the superimposed geometric intention, housing structures that ultimately lead to a physical universe. Question. Mathematics has to do with relationships of things, dimensions, speeds, frequencies, etc. We spoke of how you create an intention housing that spins. Then there are two of these spinning housings, spinning that touch in each other's proximity, and their intersection creates a particle and a wave. Is that correct? Answer from the Elohim, yes. The relationships are extremely important. They must be mathematically exact to produce the proper wave forms, light, and frequencies. The spin is one of the relationships because the speed at which the spin is critical to the outcome. Question. So now you have a number of things spinning in proximity, and you have to determine the correct spinning and proximity to make it all work. Is that correct? Answer. That is correct. Question. So, mathematics is the way you formulate it to create a desired outcome. Answer. Yes. Question. Different spins and different proximities create different outcomes. Is that so? Answer. That is right. Question. Give me an idea of how you change the parameters to vary the result. Answer by the Elohim. If you have a very fine lattice work of a group of intentions, the fabric of the material will be more closely knit and smoother. A larger lattice work with more irregularities in the grouping will result in a larger substance. Question. How does all this result in an independent, conscious thinking entity? Answer. Multiple identities can get infused into the same simple geometric structure, and it becomes a haven to reach out from. Confusions in identity can easily result. Confusion arises as the structures which house or bind the entity get confused as other entities make the same structure their home. The mind develops. And the thinking within such an entity may become self-generating thoughts over which it has no direct control. These thoughts are triggered by the circumstances of life and the structure it is occupied, connected with the other entities occupying the same structure. The mind, therefore, can be a diversion from the entity's experience of who it really is, although the mind can also serve and solve problems for it. It becomes an aspect of the veil that can hinder its connection with the realm from which he came. And this was just a little kind of deep for me, understanding that. But there is another question here. Question, as we move through to these other dimensions, what's the nature of the spinningness as relating the different dimensions? Answer. The spinningness in the third dimension are very confined and dense. As you move into fourth dimension, there is more room, much more space, much more breathing room, much more freedom, not so much confusion. Everything is more clearly structural, more liquid, malleable, and utilizable. There are no awkward, unusable forms getting in the way, jumping in front of one's field of view, and confusing identity. Escaping from the human condition can be a difficult matter. It involves freeing oneself of all aspects of the human condition other than oneself. Any attitude, misrepresentation, misunderstanding, or viewpoint that one takes on that is another's will confound your own viewpoint and make it difficult to shake free that viewpoint, since it is another viewpoint assumed or projected into your space. To me, that sounds a bit like perspective and judgment. That's my comment there. It continues. If you attempt to ascend dragging baggage, it may impede your progress into ascension altogether. It may affect your choice of whether to ascend or not. The main reason you get stuck in the third density realm is the assuming of other identities that are not your own. It interlocks you into the realm. You use such interlocking mechanisms to own and possess other creations to enhance your perceived existence. When beings share spaces, shortcomings, distortions, and attitudes may become intertwined, entangled, and intermingled until it takes intense discernment to determine what is your own. An example would be a house or car that enhanced your perceived status in your own mind and in the minds of your friends and neighbors. Such items may not be taken into the other realm with you. There is nothing wrong with owning, loving, and possessing these items, as long as you realize that your worth is not dependent on them. You yourself are loved, worthwhile, and immutable. You may ascend in glory and light without such accoutrements. To me, I just want to make a comment here. To me, that is the dilemma of the third dimension of being separated, of being into duplicity or multiplicity. When we separate from the oneness and we exist in this hall of mirrors, we actually do take on other people's judgments, not including the patterns that have been ingrained in us from family, childhood, school, work, and the social culture. And there's great wisdom in the saying, know thyself. Because when we take the time and go into the silence and try to forgive others and accept ourselves and just get rid of any unworthiness, go within and discover who we ourselves are, we can shed those falsities that are part of the illusion in the hologram. And that's just my comment. And back to you, Heidi.
All right, Prudy, thank you very much for reading this material. I think it's there's so much material that we have on hand on this website from Wynn and Terry. It is one huge pile of information, and there will come a time, I believe, in the future where it is all organized and easily accessible and categorized and but we are not there yet. So
there's thousands of these readings. Does anybody have any comments or questions on?
Yes, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and that the most information you can find at the spiritchannel.net.
Yeah, and there's a little. If you like holograms, there's a little bit more on holograms and the Hall of Mirrors that we live in.
Are you talking about the Creator God book, or?
Hey, Prudy, do you have any channeling experience?
Did Prudy drop out?
Oh, I was muted.
Okay.
Thanks for the question, John. I was told that I, yes, have the ability, although I just never pursued it. And sometimes I think there's conscious channeling. We all do.
That's something Carly
said. Have you read
that? Yeah. Everything is channeled, basically,
yes.
In this dimension.
Yes, yes. Both.
Yeah, we are, you know, the symbol of the angel playing the harp. We are the harp.
All callers are unmuted.
So all the lines are open if you want to share anything or have a question.
Thanks for your instance for excellent words.
Yes. Hi, I got in a little bit late, and probably a few others did too. Can you give us the update on Terry and what's going on?
Well, you know, what's going on is all I know is that, you know, an hour before the call started, Vin called me, and he said that Terry had to go back today to the hospital. He was with her, and things were not looking so good.
No, yeah. That doesn't sound good.
So it will be good, you know, to just think of Terry the way she is. She is a beautiful light being. She has done such a tremendous service here for us, and we'll just hope the best for her, whatever happens. There is no wrong way. All is good. And
yes, I hope she just continues to decide to stay here with us.
Yes.
If she
it would be
sick,
great.
If she gets sick and miserable, she might just decide to cross on over and forget it.
It seemed to me that she gave us those extra, whatever it was, half a year already. I think, you know, we'll see what happens. And whatever. There's only a right way.
Yeah, there's only a right way. And whenever you're in the silence, keep Terry in your mind, and that will be good.
So she will notice she's very, you know, she reacts to all kinds of energies. And if you send her love, it will get to her. And, you know, be appreciative. She's really just such a unique person. It's amazing the stories that she shared with her being in heaven and being, you know, working over there. And it's just mind-blowing when you hear her talk like that. And for me, there's no doubt in my mind. It sounds also so true. And the way she radiates it, you know, it's true.
She's an incredibly powerful being, but she has humbled herself down so much and is so of service to others. It's it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fact that she even agreed to take a body, being an Elohim soul, she was doing life reviews for those in third density, the humans that crossed over, were so confused and were in need of so much healing that she offered herself up to come down to understand it and to help the realm, and has been here for the whole cycle, the 75,000-year cycle. I think that's just amazing to have someone like that with us.
Certainly, it is just, you know, think of it not being in your life. You know, I'm really, this is mind-blowing, and such, it opens up such a different world for me since I've been, you know, listening to this material, and it has opened up so many venues and an understanding and such a different look at life, and it feels like be living so much more to the truth than I used to before I knew all of this.
Yes, and it all complements the law of one material. And the Elohim, they seem a little more feminine to me than Ra, and also much more mathematical. They get into the mathematics of creation and our minds. So in the archives are a treasure trove of so many of these channelings.
TheSpiritChannel.net.
Hey, Heiss, how did you first find the material from these guys? Because you were on
it
before
in 2009 when I got to know the movie The Secret. And that made me so curious. I was just a disbeliever, and you live, you die, make the best in between. But then I saw The Secret and The Law of Attraction, and I looked at it again and again, and then I started going online, doing some research on that stuff, and then I ran into Win His website, and actually I got signed up to those message a day and email every day, and it got me very curious, and that's how I got to get involved.
Synchronicity hookup there for you.
I guess so.
It was hard to find in those days, I would imagine. I heard him on the Coast to Coast version time. And I'm pretty sure I heard when he was talking about when his book came out, Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, because I remember a show about the book, although I had no idea about anything about Wynn at that time. And it wasn't until
it was mainly there. David was talking at that show, I believe.
I first heard him on Stu.
Say it again, Damananda?
I first heard Wynn on Coast to Coast, too.
All right.
Felt the calling, you know. Felt this is where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only real...
And these Wednesday calls have been such a gift with, you have questions, we have answers.
Yes.
One of the most fascinating questions or answers I received was when I was doing family ancestry, and I could not find my great-great-great-somebody grandfather who reportedly died at the Battle of Gettysburg. And I could not find any documentation. They had been burned in fires. And we did know that he stepped in for his son.
They helped me out a lot. You know, I had some broken ribs, and they healed me. It was really great.
Was I talking or no? Did you hear anything?
Yeah, we heard you.
You did. Okay. Did I talk about the Gettysburg battle?
You just dropped off right after you mentioned Gettysburg.
Okay. So the answer, I had a question on this relative, grandfather, my great grandfather I couldn't find, who supposedly died at the Battle of Gettysburg. But the records were lost, and he took his son's place, who had recently gotten married, and his wife was pregnant. So he stepped in for his son, and I could not find any records. So I asked this on the Wednesday evening question, and the Elohim came through with the most amazing answer. And Terry said she was actually taken to that point in space-time at the battle and could see him. And saw him, she smelled the smoke and heard the cannon fire and the guns going and the bugles blowing. And he did step in for his son and went charged and died. And he then, by his act of bravery and what he did, has become a guardian angel to the family. He did not need to reincarnate. And that was a beautiful story on Wednesday evening, an answer that I received that was just a mystery for the longest time.
Wow, that's priceless.
Wow.
And did they record it as being his son's death instead, and that's why the records got confused, or?
Well, it seems that he might be buried in a Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and some records were burned in a fire, and it just seems it was a conflagration of everything coming together at the same point. So there was a dead end. All there was family stories, and the stories were all saying the same thing. And the only way to get an answer was to ask Terry. And boy, did I get an answer. Because she actually goes. She just doesn't receive. She actually goes to these places. And that's why Wynn has to be careful how he asks the question. Because she goes there and sees it.
Well, that's why I was saying that if she got tired of this realm and all the misery and pain, she just might go there, leave here and go there in a flash.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yep, it could. Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't. I hope she stays with us for a while.
And for myself, the Wednesday calls have meant a lot to me, with especially when my mom passed away, and then, you know, she always thought she was going to go to hell, she was for sure. And I was concerned that what you believe is what you get, kind of. So, however, at the day she passed, then Terry channeled, and she saw my mom, and she was totally surrounded by many lovely beings on the other side, and it was just a good feeling to know. And many other questions that I have asked on the Wednesday call over the years, and it's just amazing that it was possible. And there are many questions out there also on the Spirit Channel that are very interesting, at least to say. So that material is and will always be available.
If there's one nice thing about seeing someone off when they go to the other side, I always feel like if they've had any negative thoughts about death, now that they're on the other side, they see that it's quite beautiful, and there's nothing to be afraid of. And that's always, I always feel relieved for them whenever they have negative thoughts about death or fears about death. And then once they get through to the other side, I feel they know now that it's beautiful, not fear, you know.
The only time when, because my brother, years ago, he took his own life, and later on, years later, on a conference call, I asked on the situation of my brother on the other side, and they said they touched base with him, and they said, yeah, we kind of woke him up. He was in a sleep. He was like in no man's land, so they woke him up, and now he had a, you know, he could continue his road, kind of. So that also
that's
is something
beautiful. That's
beautiful.
I lost a friend a year ago to a suicide, and I asked the Elohim on a Wednesday how he was doing, and he too was sort of stuck in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the confusion caused, and they sent angels and brought him up.
Yeah, and it's so rewarding that you know that can happen, just by asking.
Just by asking, yeah, they're right there. You gotta ask.
I would say it's one of the advantages of studying this kind of material. I think that the more you know about the other side, the better off you are. When you pass over, you know what to expect. And
hey, I say more often, I'm ready to go to the other side. Well, I'd love to go to the other side, but I'm not ready yet over here. More to do over here, you know, but it must be beautiful, the other side. I know it is. And so no fear.
You know, and once you study the materials, because so much of this, the mysteries of life, have been kept from us, you know, from the positive humanity side. You know, we have dogmatic churches and things, but we don't get the tools and the mysteries. And once you understand the mysteries, life becomes very exciting, because you realize that anything that's seemingly bad, in quotes, that happens to you is actually a good in disguise. It's catalyst. And it can make life very, very interesting and fun. And that's the beauty of studying this type of material, is that you can really begin to master your own life.
And when you understand that it's just all of that is for your learning and your progression, why it makes a big difference too.
You know, I believe we're all here to help bring peace to this planet. And according to the TM meditators, you know, Transcendental Meditation, it takes a square root of 1% of the world's population to bring peace to the whole planet. That's like less than 10,000 people. So if we get 10,000 people all meditating at the same time, we could usher in world peace right now.
That would be marvelous.
Amen to that.
Yeah. That's what we have to do. It's, you know, they don't have to all be in the same place. They can, you know, just be in different places, but do it all at the same time for about an hour every day or something, you know?
Yes, and there even on
people trying to do
whole
that,
planet healing. That's what
whole
we're doing.
Healing.
Yeah,
whole
we don't
planet
have
healing.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't have 10,000 people doing it, though.
Well
even if we have 20...
There are people trying to coordinate things like that.
Yeah, like the 100 monkey theory, you know?
If we have 20 people on the call, all focusing on whole planet healing, the law of squares brought in by through Ra, and the Elohim also talk about it, it becomes 20 times 20 times 20, you know, 20 to the 20th. So with the power of those in the upper realms, we have millions helping us. But it would help to have more physical bodies anchoring the energy.
That's what I mean.
Sure.
People that hear, you know, yeah, has to be there to do it. Listen,
I have to say, my question I submitted tonight was a request, actually. And I said that we are an incredibly diverse group of highly intended beings who are coming together for conference calls. And most importantly, we're doing our whole planet healing calls daily. Would you please remind us that we're participating in a rare and sacred activity and how our intentions are known and just who may be assisting us from the other side of the veil? We need a pep talk from our sources, please. And we are. We're all incredibly powerful beings, you know, and it's all in our intentions. And I want you guys all to know I appreciate all of you. And we're so diverse, and who knows where we all come from, right? We come from other places.
And it's no accident that we're all together now.
No, not at all. I love you all. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of us came from the sixth dimension. We're wanderers. Yeah. We've never been here before, you know?
Or like they told me that I've been here over and over and over again.
Oh.
That was my first question I asked, was about a childhood dream. And this childhood dream I used to have, I call it my fever dream, because every time I was sick and had a fever, I would have the same repeating dream. And this dream was about my confusion about my invisible craft that we crash landed and we were marooned, me and my crew, and that we've been reincarnating back over and over again up until now. And this is my immediate family and my sons, and these were all members of my crew. And what a shock, you know. I never expected anything like that. And just over time since then, and it's been several years now since I was first told that, and I've asked other questions about it, and it just, some of the things that just fit, and it helped to explain, you know, my awkwardness, feeling awkward sometimes, or feeling older than the other school kids in elementary school, because I'm an old soul. I've been here again and again. And when I asked that question, I said, you know, I resonate with this so highly. And I asked about the wanderer status, because I've always considered myself a wanderer. But then it was people who are staying of their own free will. And my question was, if I've been stuck here this time, is this really, am I here of my own free will? And they told me that I could have gone back home, but I wanted to stay. I wanted to stay and help where it was needed. So that was really neat to hear as well.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Mind-blowing information, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, I was living in the sixth dimension, and then I decided to come down here because I realized they told me, you know, the Earth really needed help. You know, it's the only place in the universe that has all this negativity, and we need to straighten it out so that the rest of the universe can be harmonic with the rest of the universe, you know? Everything be back into place.
Right, and the law is one, because behind the shadows, behind the clouds, is the sun. And we need to, that's part of our journey, is understanding that our birth into fourth density and remembering is that we are all one.
Right on.
All right.
Yeah, a moment of silence for Terry again. Let's everybody envision Terry's face. And
let me take a look. I think it's 57. Yeah, 57. To go off the air. They might be off the air already.
Okay.
Yes, let's just us here now. Have Terry in our minds. Send her love, appreciation, lots of gratitude. And then next we'll go on to the Whole Planet Healing Call. You can reach it by phone. The phone number is 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513#. And it will start in just a few minutes. Thank you all very much. The line's open.
Thank you, Hush.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you,
Hush.
Thank you, Prudy.
Thank
you all.
Thank you all.
Love you all.
Love you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Much love to all.